In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. We saw yesterday that Jesus said, "I am the living bread that has come down from heaven, and unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." And many of his disciples left him. Many left him. This is too hard a saying. And yet, Jesus meant what he said and said what he meant, and he did not call anybody back. And these people have left everything to follow Jesus. We are now in the 7th chapter of St. John's Gospel. "After this, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you." After this, Jesus went about in Galilee. That's where he came from, Nazareth of Galilee. He did not wish to go about in Judea. Why? Because the Jews were looking for an opportunity to kill him. I want you to know that my sins killed Jesus. If I want to see a picture of my sins, I look at the crucified Christ. And it's not the Christ that we have on crucifixes, because he's all clean. We're talking about a Christ that has been scourged, a Christ that has been crowned with thorns. We're talking about blood coming everywhere. We're talking about flies being upon Jesus. So that's a picture of my sin and yours. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. That's you and me. All have sinned. But the gift of God is our life in Jesus Christ. We who have taken him as our Lord and Savior, the gift of God is to know Jesus Christ. Alleluia. Do you know him today? If you know him, the Father brought you to Jesus. And if you know Jesus, Jesus brings you to the Father. Oh, yes. "No one can come to me unless the Father draw him," Jesus said. This is real. This is absolutely real. Now, the Jewish festival of booths was near. This is a fall festival. So his brothers, the people from Galilee, said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples may also see the works that you are doing. For no one who wants to be widely known acts in secret." I tell you, Jesus was not looking for his own glorification through the miracles that he did, but he was looking for the people and caring for the people who needed the miracles, and that he came from God the Father, and he existed from all eternity as the Word of God. "If you do these things, show yourself to the world." For not even his brothers believed in him. Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here." When did his time come? In the 12th chapter, when the Greeks come to Jesus, they said, "We want to see Jesus." The 12th chapter of John, he says, "Behold, the hour has come for the Son of Man to die." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your death. Thank you, Jesus, for your burial. Thank you, Jesus, for your resurrection. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me. Why? Because I testify against it that its works are evil. I tell you, we are to testify against the works of the world. They're killing children in Planned Parenthood today. They're killing children, and no one talks about it anymore. Over 60 million children have died in the United States at the hands of the devil. It's not Planned Parenthood who we are against. We're against what the devil is doing through Planned Parenthood. And who talks about it? Who talks about it? Yes, what the world does is sin. We are not called to be part of the world. We are called to be God's people. Yeah, just yesterday we saw a film that had been made in the 50s called Our Lady of Fatima. And it's so interesting that what we saw in the 50s at a theater, Our Lady of Fatima, now what they show is naked people having sex, people on drugs. We never would see anything like Our Lady of Fatima on the television or on the screen. No more. Now it's all about evil. It's all about, you'll never see a man and a woman in bed that are having relations. It's always a person who is married and has a relationship with another person. I tell you, the world cannot hate you, but it hates me. Why? Because I testify against it that its works are evil. The works of the world are evil. Kill, steal, and destroy. That's what the devil does. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Go to the festival yourselves. I am not going to this festival, for my time has not yet come fully. After saying this, he remained in Galilee. But after his brothers had gone to the festival of booths, then he also went, not publicly, but as it were in secret. The Jews were looking for him at the festival and saying, "Where is he?" And there was considerable complaining about Jesus among the crowds. Some people were saying he is of God. Other people were saying he's a prophet. Other people said he's John the Baptist come back to life. But people are saying he's a charlatan. He does this for money. And Jesus doesn't do anything for money. He does this, his miracle work, out of love for people. It's still that way. It's still that way. He heals people out of love for people. Well, some were saying he is a good man. Others were saying, no, he is deceiving the crowd. Yet no one would speak openly about him for fear of the Jews. About the middle of the festival, Jesus went up to the temple and began to teach. The Jews were astonished at it, saying, "How does this man have such learning? Where did he get this teaching? Where did he get this learning?" "He got it from God the Father. He is the Son of the Eternal Father. He is eternally begotten of the Father. He got his wisdom from the Father. And no one comes to the Son except through the Father. And no one comes to the Father except through the Son. And the Son has come to give us everlasting life." Oh, yes. I told you in the 50s, when a baby was being baptized, the question was, "What do you want from God and from the church?" And the answer was, "Eternal life." Oh, yes, we received eternal life at baptism, but we are living that baptismal life now. I wonder how many people that are hearing me are living the baptismal life now, that they're living the life of faith in the midst of the world. And I tell you, if you do that, the world hates you. Why? Because Jesus testifies that the world is evil. The flesh, the world, and the devil. The world, the flesh, and the devil. Evil. When he has never been taught, how does he speak like this? Then Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not..." One second. Then Jesus answered them, "My teaching is not mine, but his who sent me." That's the Father. "Anyone who resolves to do the will of God will know whether my teaching is from God or whether I am speaking on my own." Jesus is speaking from God's perspective, from the Father's perspective. They wanted to kill him. Why? Because he healed people on the Sabbath. And that's sick. You should have a party that people were healed on the Sabbath. You should be having flags saying, "Thank God that this man who was blind was healed on the Sabbath." It should be. But no, these people said, "He heals on the Sabbath and he breaks the Sabbath law." "Those who speak on their own seek their own glory. but the one who seeks the glory of him who sent him, the Father, is true, and there is nothing false in him. Did not Moses give you the law? Yet none of you keeps the law. Why are you looking for an opportunity to kill me? The crowd answered, You have a demon. Who is trying to kill you? Jesus answered them, I performed one work, and all of you are astonished. Moses gave you circumcision. It is, of course, not from Moses, but from the patriarchs, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And you circumcise a man on the Sabbath. If a man receives circumcision on the Sabbath, in order that the law of Moses may not be broken, are you angry with me because I healed a man's whole body on the Sabbath? I tell you, Jesus is into healing the body, the soul, and the spirit. It is by his precious blood that we receive healing, the blood of Jesus, the cross of Jesus. Oh yes, we need to know that all healing comes from Jesus Christ. And yet, we have people who are Catholics that are practicing Reiki, which is demonic. Oh yes, I remember someone who came to me, wanted to know about healing. And so, the person saw me praying with people and other people praying with people that they be healed. But she has gone to Reiki and to other things. It's very sad. It's very sad. But, you know, I ask you, God, to save her because she needs salvation. And you know what? She was looking for instant healing. And God heals the way he wants to heal. Sometimes instantly, sometimes it's a process. Do not judge by appearances. God does not judge you by appearances. He judges you by your heart. Oh yes, he knows your heart. But judge with right judgment. Let me continue. Now some of the people of Jerusalem were saying, Is not this the man whom they are trying to kill? And here he is speaking openly, but they say nothing to him. Can it be that the authorities really know that he is the Messiah? Jesus said to the disciples, Who do men say that I am? And Peter said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And I say to you, Thou art Peter, and upon this rock, the rock of your profession and the rock of Peter, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Why? Because we have a divine head. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He came from the Father. He knows the Father. He speaks only what the Father has taught him. Yet we know where this man is from. They thought they knew where Jesus was from. But when the Messiah comes, no one will know where he is from. That's not true. He's coming from Bethlehem. Then Jesus cried out as he was teaching in the temple, You know me and you know where I come from. I have not come on my own. But the one who sent me is true. That's the Father. And you do not know him. If you know Jesus, you know the Father. He is the exact imprint of the Father's glory. Oh, yes. We serve a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal Jesus to us. We need the Holy Spirit to reveal the Lord Jesus Christ to us, that he is our Savior and our Lord, and that he comes to heal us, body, soul, and spirit. I know him because I am from him, and he sent me, that's the Father. Then they tried to arrest Jesus, but no one laid hands on him because his hour had not yet come. He tells us again in the 12th chapter of John, when the Greeks come, they said, we want to see Jesus. Jesus says, My hour has come, the hour of passion, death, and resurrection. Yet many in the crowd believed in him and were saying, when Messiah comes, will he do more signs than this man has done? The Pharisees heard the crowd muttering such things about Jesus, and the chief priests and the Pharisees sent temple police to arrest him. Jesus then said, I will be with you a little while longer, and then I'm going to him who sent me. I'm going to the Father in heaven. You will search for me, but you will not find me. We saw last week people searching for Elijah after he had been brought out to heaven by a whirlwind. They didn't find him because he went in heaven with the Father. You will search for me and you will not find me. And where I am in heaven, you cannot come unless the blood of Jesus washes away your sins. That's why I say to people who left the church, come back to confession. Come under the blood. Know that God loves you. Know that he wants to bring you the Eucharist. He wants to bring you the body and blood of his Son. But you know what? People are saying, you know, I don't believe that. Well, many of his disciples left him when he said that. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. And he didn't call them back. If he didn't mean what he said and didn't say what he meant, he would be a charlatan, because these people left everything to follow him. He meant what he said, and he said what he meant. The Jews said to one another, where does this man intend to go, that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks, the Jewish people that were Greek, and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, you will search for me and you will not find me? And where I am, you cannot come. That's heaven. The only way to get to heaven again is through the cross of Jesus Christ. This is just elementary, you know. And most people don't know it. They say, you know, well, I'm a good man. I'm a good woman. Well, good women and good men aren't in heaven. Only men and women that have been washed clean with the blood of Jesus. And then they're good. They're good enough by the power of the blood, by the power of the cross. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, let anyone who is thirsty come to me. I get thirsty today. I get thirsty for the living water that he promised the woman at the well. I get thirsty today. Only those who are thirsty will come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Amen. How we need that living water. How we need the water of life, which is the Holy Spirit. Where is the Holy Spirit in our life? Is he manifesting Jesus? He makes Jesus our contemporary. Oh yes, I know Jesus because the Holy Spirit made Jesus real to me and saved me at baptism and in August 1968. Oh yes, I now am living my baptismal life and my priestly life. I'm not living a life that's apart from baptism. It is my baptismal life. I told you yesterday, if someone comes to you and says, why are you praying with people? You're not a priest. Show them your baptismal record. It's because of baptism I can pray with people. Amen. Now he said this about the Spirit. Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As the scripture says, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive. Yet there was no Spirit as yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. I tell you, the Spirit has been given at Pentecost. And most people don't know the power of Pentecost. They say, oh, it's the birthday of the church. But is it your birthday? Do you know the power of Pentecost? The power of the grace of God? the one who tells us, if you knew what I was asking you, I would have given you living water, said that to the woman at the well. That living water is the Spirit of God. How we need the Spirit of God. I tell you, without the Spirit of God, my ministry, which is the Lord's ministry, is barren. Is barren. That's when people say, we're doing the same things we did last year. Well, nothing happened last year, so nothing's going to happen this year. That's why we need the outpouring of the Spirit. That's why we need to be thirsty and come to Jesus. And we need that He would pour out His Spirit from our belly or from our heart. How we need that. When they heard these words, some of the crowd said, this is really the prophet. Others said, this is the Messiah. But some asked, surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that Messiah is to be descended from David and come from Bethlehem? Little do they know that he was born in Bethlehem. Oh, yes. Every scripture is being fulfilled. He was born in Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem. And was raised in Nazareth of Galilee. Bethlehem, the village where David lived. So there was a division in the crowd because of him. There's always a division because of Jesus. Some people really believe, and other people say, he's just one of the holy people like Buddha. I tell you, Buddha said on his deathbed, I still seek the truth. Jesus said on the night before he died, I am the truth. Oh yes, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I tell you, we need to know what we're talking about. Jesus is not some holy man alone. Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the one who comes from the Father. Jesus is the one who was eternally begotten of the Father as the Word of God and come down in history through the Virgin Mary of the Holy Spirit. Some of them wanted to arrest Jesus, but no one laid hands on him. You know why? His hour had not yet come. Then the temple police were back to the chief priests and the Pharisees, who asked them, why did you not arrest Jesus? The police answered, never has anyone spoken like this. Then the Pharisees replied, surely you have not been deceived too, have you? Has anyone of you or the authorities of the Pharisees believed in him? Yes, Nicodemus did. But these Pharisees were religious. They had nothing to do with faith. You can have religion and not have God. You know, there are people, the mafia, who used to light candles before they went to kill people. They were religious, but they were not faithful. Are you faithful? Are you faithful today? Or are you just religious? I tell you, God doesn't need us to be religious. He needs us to be faithful. Faithful in Jesus Christ. Faithful to the Father because of the blood. Faithful and true. Are you faithful today? Or are you just religious? If you're just religious, I'm going to tell you, the mafia, they were religious too. But they were far from God. Have you given your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? How do I do that? You just say, Lord Jesus, I surrender all. Forgive my sins through the power of your blood. I believe you died on the cross for me and rose from the dead. Hallelujah. Oh yes, how we need Jesus to touch us and change us. How we need that. I had a woman that used to write to me, I think she's with God now, saved at 40 years old. Saved it for, what did she try to say? She was baptized and she got second conversion as she listened to the radio. Yes, isn't it wonderful that God gives second conversion, not only baptism, but second conversion, which we call being born again. But I was born again at baptism, and I'm living out my baptismal life. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I need to hear from people so we can just pay our bills. I need to hear from you so we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. The one who believes in me, out of his innermost being, shall flow rivers of living water. He was talking about the Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.